Louis Beletsky doesn't smoke, but the Stevens Point Democrat knows a lot about online tobacco companies.
Basically, all you have to type in the search engine is cheap cigarettes, tax-free cigarettes, and you'll have probably 160 sites pop up.
Smokers who want deals go to sites like Cigarettes for Less and Cigs for Free. They aren't free, of course, but the savings are substantial, sometimes half the cost of buying at a brick-and-mortar store. One reason cigarettes are expensive is taxes. By going online, people can avoid taxes, as do some cyber cigarette companies. It's estimated Wisconsin loses anywhere from $2 to $5 million annually in revenue. That's why Representative Maletsky has introduced a bill that would make online tobacco companies get a permit to sell in Wisconsin. They'd also have to check customer age.
It's a fairness issue for the brick-and-mortar operations. And two, we really need to make sure that our children are not obtaining tobacco.
A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association showed minors who tried to get cigarettes online were successful 93% of the time. Representative Maletsky says warning customers they have to be a certain age or taking their word for it isn't enough. Using the computer in his office, he showed how someone too young to buy cigarettes could easily do so with the click of a mouse and some cash.
And right now, as you can see, the only age verification here would be checking here. It says I'm 18.
Recently, credit card companies were pressured by Wisconsin and other states not to allow online tobacco transactions. While Maletsky is ordering, he notices that a customer can pay with money order, debit card, but no credit card.
Oh, they've taken it off the list. So MasterCard has taken their services off of these websites.
Skeptics say that underage smokers who can't use credit cards are likely to find another way to pay for online cigarettes, just like they've found shipping alternatives to avoid parental detection.
You don't have to be 18 to get a post office box. And that is a problem. That's why in the bill that we've proposed, no deliveries would be able to go to a post office box.
That's how the package of cigarettes ordered a week earlier from Maletsky's computer arrives in a P.O. box. It's opened by his legislative aide, Mark Christopher.
Clearly, it wasn't mailed within the United States. It looks like a carton of Marlboro Lights, exactly what we ordered.
The label says the cigarettes are a top-selling brand, but Maletsky questions whether they're counterfeit.
There is no guarantee that what they're selling is a legitimate cigarette. It could be, who knows what's in there.
Maletsky's proposal regulating online cigarette sales is similar to one in Governor Jim Doyle's budget. There's also a Republican plan to get state taxes owed by internet tobacco sellers. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.